everybody, this is the House of Dark, and welcome to a new episode of Real Talk. I hope you guys are enjoying this. I'm getting back into it, and I'm trying to get my feel back again for talking that jive about all things nerdy and get my sea legs back, I guess, if that's the word we want to use. And I know, you know, when it comes to this podcast, I'm no Jake Johnson or Dax Shepard or even like Logan Paul, but I'm doing my best with what I got. And all I got is nerd stuff. So we'll go with it. All right. For those who don't know, season one of X-Men 97 has officially come to an end. And I want you guys to understand why X-Men is a big deal to me. I think I've mentioned it before. X-Men has been something I was always about, even as a kid. And, you know, I didn't read all the comics, but I read, you know, a bunch of them. And I was super into them. I was super into the whole concept about being mutants. Wolverine was always my favorite character as a kid. You know, this guy who has no memory of his past or how he got and has these adamantium claws and has these crazy nightmares about stuff, about wars and stuff he had in the past. And he's Berserker Barrage and all this other stuff. It was really cool to me. And so, and the X-Men in general about, you know, the whole thing about being different and how it's teaching you that it's okay to be different, even if people are judging you for who you are on the inside, who you are on the outside. You can prove to them that you being different is a positive thing and how that can actually contribute to society in a positive way. It's you know, versus like, you know, Magneto, who is like, we're different, we're better, we're going to dominate. I've always liked that, you know, it's the same view about the survival of mutant kind, but the end game is always different, like versus Xavier and Magneto. Always loved it as a kid. And so when the X-Men animated series came out in the 90s, I was about that life. Just like, I watched X-Men as a kid, like, as much as I can. Because usually, so it always came out on Saturday morning. And you have to understand, Saturday morning was always a coin toss in my household. Because either we're cleaning house or we're out. We're going out to do, because we got stuff to do. We got work to do. So it always, in Saturday morning cartoons, X-Men was, you know, came out on Saturday. So that was like, how do I get my X-Men after I finish cleaning the kitchen? How do I get in? Or are we going to get back home in time for me to get my X-Men? And sometimes it didn't work out. So, but when I got older, I was able to watch it again. I got to watch a lot of it. And so it was always something I've always enjoyed. It was always something I was about as a kid. And so now it's on Disney Plus, and I remember watching, and so I started watching one of my buddies, and it's like, some of the stuff that happened in the show is loud, some of it is a little messed up, and just some of the dialogue is like, yeah, it's very 90s, but it's still also, at the same time, very X-Men. If you ever read X-Men comics, you'll be like, yeah, it's on it, it's pretty close to it. So, when it ended, it was like, you know, I was bummed, because like, there's so much X-Men story they could have done, they haven't, and I was like, aw. But, so, when they announced X-Men 97 was coming out, it was an exciting thing for me to hear, but I was also worried because it's X-Men. X-Men is a universally, like, loved franchise. Like, I want to say more than the Avengers, more than most Marvel things. Like, Arrowlexic Avengers and Fantastic Four, Spider-Man's up there, but X-Men is, I think it's universally liked by everybody. Like, and let's be real. X-Men animated series definitely put X-Men on the map for a lot of people who didn't know them beforehand. And so it was a big deal. And so the way Phase 4 is going, I was very worried about the X-Men. I remember telling all my friends, if they screw up X-Men, they lose me forever. They already started losing me because, you know, you got these movies that were not doing well. They weren't good. And then they're like, all right, X-Men 97 is coming up in like, blah, 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 this amount of time. I was like, man, if they mess up my X-Men, I'm walking away. They're not going to see me ever again. I don't care what they do at this point. So, like I said, I'm going to be straight with you guys. When I first saw the trailer for X-Men 97, it hit me in the chest, especially when they showed the scene of Gambit on Wolverine's back and charging up his claws. I thought that was the dopest thing ever. I'll be honest, I didn't like the animation at first. Like, the art style, because like I said, I always tell people the art style reminded me of Archer. Not that Archer was bad, I feel like it reminded me too much of that. Like, some of the, like, hard expression, like, features and stuff like that, it kind of I wasn't okay with it right away, but after when I started watching X-Men, I was okay with it. It started growing on me. And I will say this, because I remember somebody said this online, and I kind of agree with this. X-Men 97 is a clear proof why, like, especially Marvel films, Marvel in general, should always be animated. There's stuff that happens in this cartoon series you would never be able to do live action, or it wouldn't look right. Because, like, so the whole scene when they're fighting the Sentinels is so dope. It's done so well. Like there's a lot of these action scenes you wouldn't be able to mimic in. And I'm not saying they didn't do well. Like in Age of Ultron, when they're fighting all the Ultrons, that whole scene is pretty cool. Don't get me wrong. It's done very well. But we're talking about from Ultrons to, like, 20-foot robots, 30 feet, like, however big the Sentinels are, you know, and so we're talking, that's a completely different ball of wax, you know what I mean? And all the powers that the X-Men have, from Wolverine's claws, like Gambit's kinetic energy, Rogue flying around, knocking things out, Beast tumbling and rumbling, like, we're talking about Magneto doing what he does, like, as much as I give them credit, like Fox specifically, for like the X-Men movies and the First Class series, because that's what I always separate them as that. The anime series just does it better. Like, these animators, these artists are able to properly depict the powers of everybody, like Jubilee, Sunspot, everybody, in such a way to where it's like, that's dope. And I just feel like live action can't do that. Not, at least not well. Not all the time. And I feel like I appreciate that X-Men 97 gave people more limelight than the movies did. I know people are like, man, movies, like the first three movies were like the Wolverine movies. And I see why people say that. I kind of disagree, but I kind of agree on that. But in like X-Men 97, everybody had their thing. Everybody had their moment. Like, and I think it's so good. Like, everyone, like, and I think that was always the thing with the animated series as well. Everybody has an arc. In X-Men, in the X-Men animated series, everybody had, Wolverine had his thing, Storm had a thing, like, Jubilee started, like, the series, let's be honest, then we had, Gambit had his moment where he had to go back to the Bayou, like, Rogue, when she was dealing with her past after she took Carol's powers, like, everyone has the thing, everybody, even, like, when they brought in Juggernaut after the whole thing with the Dark Phoenix saga, and the flashback between him and Xavier, like, It's they are always, everyone had a chance, everybody had a moment, everybody had a time to be involved, you know, when they brought in the X Factor, when Corsair and the Starjammer showed up. I mean, there's always something happening in the animated series. They gave everybody a chance to do their thing, and I feel like X-Men 97 wasn't any different, and I feel like everybody had a chance, even Morph had a chance to do their thing. And it was done well. And the one thing I will agree with people, because people had a negative about this. This one real only negative about X-Men 97 was the pacing. You can tell they were, it was like, whenever they did an arc about something, it was done within like an episode or two episodes. And it's like, I was like, yeah, I can understand why people are like, man, this show is moving really fast. And I get it, but at the same time, I don't blame them for that, because they had a lot. X-Men 97 has a lot on their shoulders. Let's be honest here. After all the flops have been happening, not only with the Disney Plus shows, but the movies, X-Men 97 had to work. It literally has to work. Because people are like, oh, it's not having the same reviews as blah, blah, blah. You know why? Because people are already hurt. They're like, X-Men, Marvel has not done well for a minute. So for X-Men 97 to do well, it has to be word of mouth. It has to be. And so you got people like me, because, like, even some of my friends are like, David, how is it? I'm like, I don't know, man. It's checking all the boxes. It hasn't made me mad yet. Everyone's like, really? And like, because all my friends know I'm hardcore X-Men. I'm hardcore. And the fact that I'm going like, I don't know, it's starting. Everybody, all my friends check with me. I was like, and I think it's worth watching. And so everyone's like, okay. So, and I feel like that's going to be with everybody right now. Everybody is so afraid to touch anything Marvel related. And so, and it's the same thing with Star Wars too. So I feel like, and all the hardcore friends were like, hey, so what do you think? And you go, you give the thumbs up. Guess what it does? It motivates them to go watch it. Especially like episode 5 is one of the big ones. Like, makes people go like, oh shoot, we're in it. You'll know what I mean when you go watch episode 5. But so I feel like after the fact, I think X-Men's going to do very well, because this is the test to see how well it's going to do. Can they still screw it up? Yes. So the thing is, season 2 of X-Men 97 can go wrong. It's possible. But like I said, the pacing, I get it. So they had to fire out a good story and make some proper pulls and name drops and references. Like, we're talking about the X-Men 97 is recognizing Marvel characters while they're telling stories. And I'm not gonna spoil all the cameos in it. I want you to watch it, because it pulls. I'm sure the internet has already ruined some of it for you guys if you're paying attention online. But there's a lot of, they make a lot of cameo pulls in this show that I'm like, all right, I see you. I see you, you know, making it clear that the Marvel animated world is connected. At least the animated world. And I appreciate them for that. But I do agree that everything happens very fast. Even like the last part, because the last like four episodes are like parters. Or four, it's a three or four part, I can't remember. It moves very fast. And I maybe, hopefully in season two, they're allowed to kind of slow down and expand on stories. But I didn't hate it, because they're telling stories. They're telling stuff happening. And I'm going to be me about this, because I'm very particular when they mix arcs. And I feel like in a couple parts, are like, that didn't happen. The order's wrong. And they're mixing stories to kind of add meat to the episode. And it doesn't hurt it. I've just always been very wary of that, because even in like old movies, they did that. Like X-Men The Last Stand, they combine like three arcs in one, like the Dark Phoenix, The Cure, and then the war with Magneto. Like they combined three stories and it didn't do well. It just fell off. I think in X-Men 97, they did a very good job to like, because there's, like, you have to understand in these stories, for those who watch, who've ever read X-Men comics, there's a lot that happens in between this stuff. Like, everything leading to certain, like, parts of the X-Men arc, stuff happens beforehand that kind of gives a reason why these things happen. And so the fact that they kind of skip those things, it kind of bugs me, but at the same time, I get it, because that's just a lot of work, and they don't have time. I think they told them, this is how many episodes you get. Go. And so they're like, ah, crap. And so they had to tell the story, a good story, with the limited episodes they had. Because go back and watch X-Men, the animated series. They had like, each season had like 20-something episodes. So they had time to do whatever they want, leading to like the finale. This time they didn't. I think they only had 9 episodes? I think it was only like 9. Let's look real quick. We're doing this live. We're going to check real quick. I can't remember. I think it was only 9 episodes. And if that's the case, you kind of understand why they were kind of rushed. I'm trying to see. They had 10 episodes. But still, that's only 10 episodes to do a lot of storytelling. Typically, like in an animated series, they get to have like 20 something episodes. If you go watch, granted, that was old series. I don't know how it is now, but yeah, they tell X-Men stories. They only had 10 episodes. That's not a lot, to be honest. And granted, every episode's only like, it's between like half an hour to maybe 45 minutes, maybe give or take the episode. So it's still like, for X-Men, there's a lot of storytelling in X-Men. So that's not a lot. That's not a lot of time. So I can get why people feel like it was rushed. I get it. But with that being said, it does it very well. It does that fast storytelling very well. And it ends a lot of these arcs, these little stories they're doing leading to the big end. It's kind of satisfying. Like you get to see, there are actual endings. It's not like left, you know, you feeling like you want more. I mean, yes, to some degree, like people, like there's a whole point between Jean and Scott. I think they didn't get fleshed out, but I think that's going to happen more in season 2, especially the way it ended. So I can see that happening. So I, you know, everyone be patient. I feel like X-Men 97 is a good showcase of the smartest decision Marvel has made at this point. Because since post, I'm gonna be brutally honest here, post Endgame, Marvel and Feige have been dropping the ball. I'm just gonna be straight. Like, even at one point when I was liking Falcon and the Winter Soldier, I'm saying everything wrong today. Falcon and the Winter Soldier, I was liking that show, but then I went back and went, man, it's falling off. There are some issues though. And every Disney Plus show since then just kept falling off. It just got worse. And the same thing with the movies. It just got worse and worse. And they refused to make better decisions. X-Men 97, as of right now, is the smartest decision they've made so far. So far. They can still mess it up in the end. So I think it's a good show to watch. And never, and I'm going to tell everybody this. It's not a spoiler, but it is a spoiler, but not a spoiler. Don't skip the intros. I mean, first of all, it's X-Men. They improved like on the intro. It's still the same intro we've known since the 90s. But the intro of the show has some of the most thought out ways of doing it. Like, they update, obviously it's an updated intro, but every episode, the intro has something different in it. You'll know what I mean if you actually take the time and watch. And I thoroughly enjoy it. It makes me watch the intro every time because I want to see what they change. It's so good. It's so good. It really is. So I think it's a good watch. I think everybody should watch it. I think everyone should support X-Men 97. Maybe not everything, but X-Men 97 for sure. And I saw somewhere that someone said, you know what they should do? They need to bring back Spider-Man the animated series. Slow down. It was fine, but the problem I have with X-Men with Spider-Man, it's not X-Men. I mean, that's my only, I'm biased, but someone had the audacity to say the Spider-Man the animated series was better than X-Men. I'm like, not even by a long shot. It's like saying Superman the animated series was better than Batman the animated series. No way. I try to watch Superman the animated series after my Batman TSS experience. And I went, nah, man, it's not better than Batman. No way. There's no way Spider-Man's better than X-Men. You can fight me on that. You'll lose. I'm sorry. You'll lose. Anyways, as usual, we're going to give this, and it's season one. So season one of X-Men 97 for me gets a solid 8 out of 10. It's not perfect. Like I said, the pacing is an issue and you can tell they're mixing arcs, they're mixing, stories from the comics to kind of give it, like I said, to give every episode a lot of meat. But I also want to give them credit for the fact that, like, they introduced stuff I didn't know. Like, there's a whole thing with Storm that they focus on, and I don't remember this story. But then again, I know a lot about X-Men, but I don't know everything. I don't. There's so much about X-Men I don't know, even though I know a lot. And even I was like, who's that? And I look it up, I'm like, oh, sure, that's real. That's canon. And I looked it up. So, like, I have to give them credit. Like I said, they made some solid pulls. And in storytelling that I'm impressed with. But let me know what you think. I think it's a good solid 8 out of 10. It could have been, I don't know. Here's the thing. In all truth, I don't know how much more they could have changed it to make it better. Outside of like maybe the pacing. And if they had more episodes, like I said, if they had another like 5 to 10 episodes, I could see them doing the stories, giving more substance to the stories. But the fact, with only the 10 episodes they had, the way they were able to do the storytelling in these episodes was done very well. So I'll give them credit for that. And I was in it every time. And so, and the season finale is like, and by the way, some of these episodes have like after credit scenes. So stick through the credits. It's not always directly at the end. It's like right in the middle. It's like a mid credit scene. But yeah, season finale, I was popping. I was like, I'm in. So, I'm excited. I can't wait to see what they do with season two. And I just heard they got greenlit for third season. So they're moving forward. I just don't screw it up. Don't screw it up. Because, like I said, it's X-Men. If you mess this one up, you're losing everybody. Everybody for the rest of your natural born life. All right, guys. Tell me what you think. Tell me how you feel. Do you really think that Spider-Man the animated series is better than X-Men the animated series? That's a good question. I should put that on the site and see what everyone says and see how they feel about it. All right, guys. This is the House of Darkness when it comes to X-Men 97. they're doing everything right so far. So let's keep this momentum going with this. Let's keep the traction going. All you they can fail, but you're moving really well. So keep going up. This could be a good sign, possibly, of the future. We'll see. We'll see what happens in season two. All right, guys. This is the House of Darkness. You guys take care of yourself and have a good weekend and drink plenty of water because it's getting warm out there. It's getting warm.